Thank you for the affirmation for me, darling. Amen. How many know that God is great? Amen. Amen. It was kind of interesting. One of the things that the Lord is speaking to me about. We're all good up there? Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to me about is the church and the time that we're in. And there's all kinds of things that are going to come to this world in the last days. And if we've read our Bible, we know that they're coming. And as these things come, we shouldn't be startled by them. You know, we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In other words, we're to be wise. But at the same time, in our world right now, there's a lot of things that are taking place. There's a shifting that's taking place in the natural realm, but there's also a shifting that's taking place in the spiritual realm. And it's kind of interesting. I don't know about you, but the Lord just showed me this morning. Look how quick the government can shut down the churches. 85% of the churches in the nation have been shut. I don't know what percentage it is, but we're shut down today. Okay? Just like that. And you wonder what's going to happen in the last days, and when the persecution comes to the church, that's when it comes. So we have a balance act. The balance act is we render under Caesar's what is Caesar's, and we render under God's what is God's. So unless Caesar tells us to go against God, we render to Caesar. But if Caesar tells us to go against God, we don't render to Caesar. And that's when the persecution comes to the body of Christ and to the church. I was walking around here praying this morning, and the Lord reminded me of something. He said, he gives us warning. He prophesies and sends the word out, right? Right this morning, I asked you to prophesy over your pastor that he has a sound mind. So I know I have a sound mind because you did prophesy that on me, right? Sometimes we got to call those things that aren't as though they were. But I want you to open up your bulletin for a moment. And I want you to look at what the Lord said in the faith statement for this month. He said, the Lord is building a strong wall of spiritual protection around my family. My loved ones will be blessed, and they will fulfill the call of God upon their lives. Thank you for saving and restoring my family. And God wants you to understand that we were prophesying and speaking for a hedge of protection over our families and our loved ones. It was sort of like when God told Moses in Exodus 12, 13 to mark the post of the door with the blood. And the angel of death passed over the marked doorpost. And God wants you to understand that you're a child of the living God, and he's covered you with his blood. And the angel of death passes over you because of the covering that's over you. Amen. So, at the same time, we're to use wisdom. Amen. We're to let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. But we do what the Lord calls us to do. Jesus gave us the model prayer. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the power of the glory forever and ever. Amen. But we're speaking the will of God. Amen. And God didn't bring this plague to the nation and the world, the adversary, but God allowed it. And all things are working together for the good. I don't know about you, but I have some family members that aren't serving Jesus that are afraid and they're scared. And I hope and pray that they're so scared that they run to Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is the answer. Hello. And you say, maybe this has to happen for a revival to break forth in the nation and many to come to Christ. Amen. So today, with that in mind, The children of Israel in Hosea chapter 12. The children of Israel were living dishonestly, and they were getting gain, and they were trying to say they were blessed because of God. Amen. And God gave the prophet a word to speak to them. And what the Lord wants to speak to us today is, as the word of God goes forth, it always goes forth to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. God isn't just talking just for the sake of talking. So if we really recognize that he's our way maker, he's our miracle worker, he's our promise keeper, amen, if we really recognize that, we ought to be listening to what he has to say, right? So he says in verse, I'm going to go in verse number 10 for the message this morning. He says, I have spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Amen. In other words, God speaks verbally, God uses visions, and God uses parables or illustrations to illustrate what he wants to do. So today, there's three things I want to share out of his word today with you. He's given the invitation. With the invitation comes the inclusion. And with the inclusion comes the instructions. Amen? Basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen? So this is our instruction book. So let's lift it together and let's make a declaration here. And let's all just come in an agreement. Amen? How many know it's difficult for men and women to agree hardly on anything? Amen? So as we're coming into unity of faith, we're coming into agreement. Say, repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. And my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in each and every heart of each and every believer that's in this room today. So, Father God, just as Isaiah prayed of old, take those tongues, Father God. Take those coals, Father God. Place them upon my lips because I'm a man of unclean lips. Father God, may the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. And when all is said and all is done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' matchless name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So first thing I'm looking at is the invitation. The invitation. That God has sent out his invitation. When I was looking at that, the Lord took me to Jeremiah chapter 31. The prophet Jeremiah is speaking forth a word. The prophecy is to promote, okay? Prophecy is to promote you and I to follow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, I don't know about you. He takes us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit. And this speaks about promotion, amen? You know, sometimes when you're looking for a promotion in life, you have to call it forth. You have to speak it forth, amen? You've got to get it inside of your heart and mind, and all of a sudden, it will become, amen? So he says in verse number 15, the prophet Jeremiah says, I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your doings and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. I don't know, with you and me, when we're given an invitation, if you were sent an invitation to a wedding or you're sending an invitation to a party, they're expecting a response. Amen? So as God sends forth his word and he sends forth an invitation, just as you would do it in the natural, it's also in the spiritual. God calls for us to respond to his word. Amen? And he's given us, he's sending out this invitation. The prophet Ezekiel put it like this in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 11. He said, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely die, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it." Man, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the new covenant. How many are grateful for the new covenant and Christ Jesus? Amen? Amen. I'm grateful for the blood of Jesus because our righteousness was like filthy rags, but now we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when I was looking at this in this invitation, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says this. Verse number 20. He says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. For he have made him to be sin." Let's start over. I want to go back to verse 17. Start reading verse 17. Let's go back. Back up a moment. Put it in reverse. Everybody with me? The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, since we're reconcilers, because we have been reconciled, we are ambassadors for Christ." An ambassador is a representative from a foreign nation. We are an ambassador sent to earth from heaven. We are ambassadors for Christ. "As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. For he have made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Amen? I'm thankful for the Christ Jesus. I'm thankful for the new covenant. Amen. I'm thankful for the invitation. God gives us, he invites us, but with the invitation, he's calling for us to respond. And when we respond and answer the call of God that's on our life, all of a sudden, there's the inclusion. And what I mean by inclusion is this. How many have traveled and went to a resort that was all-inclusive? An all-inclusive resort not only covers your stay, but all your food and all the activities, and everything is included in your package. Everything's included. And as a child of God, when you answer the invitation and you respond to the invitation, you have the inclusion. It's an all-inclusive package. From Genesis to Revelations, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but if I was going to stay at a resort and I'm at this 5-6 star resort and I paid all these bucks for this resort. I want to see all the amenities and all that's included in the package. Amen. And sometimes, as the body of Christ, we miss the package. Amen. Sometimes we don't have revelation and understanding what belongs to us as a child of God. Amen. So with the inclusion, he took me to Amos chapter 3, just to get into where we're going here. And Amos chapter 3, verse number 7, the prophet Amos said this. He said, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. He says, the lion have roared, who will fear? The lion have roared, who will not fear? The Lord God have spoken, who can but prophesy? And what we're doing is we're prophesying what God has already said. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I'm God, I change not. So when we're looking at this inclusion as an all-inclusive, as when God gave you the invitation to be as children, and there was an inclusion that came with it, look with me in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And let's look what Jesus has to say about this. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people miss this verse. Amen. He said in verse 14, ye are my friends. Did he stop there? No. If you do whatsoever I command you. How many are a friend of Jesus? We're a friend of Jesus. We have to do what he commands us. Amen. He says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen? Amen? Look to someone and tell them you love them. Look to someone and tell them. How we had following instructions. Amen? Amen? Do you think that Carl was saying that, or do you think the Holy Spirit is saying that? Are you hearing from Carl? Are you hearing from God? Jesus said, you're my friend if I do what I command you. Love one another. There should be no problem looking to anyone and saying, I love you. Is that the will of God? Hello? I love you. Amen? Remember, I want to be a friend of Jesus. And as a friend of Jesus, I got to do what he commands me to do. He didn't give me the option. He didn't say, son, if you want to, love your neighbor. Son, if you want to, forgive others. Son, if you want to, do not steal. Son, if you want to, do not kill. He said, thou shalt not. Amen. That's a command. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I was in the military, we had a response. Aye, aye, Captain. Aye, aye, sir. You see which branch I was in? Aye, aye. I was a sailor. Aye, aye. Amen. Marines, sir. The Marines would say, sir, yes, sir. Amen. We don't have to get that technical here today. But what God is saying is to us is he's given us an invitation for all the fullness of God. And with this fullness of God, it's an all-inclusive package. There's inclusion, and there's so many benefits that are available for you and I if we follow his command. If we do as he called us to do, and then all the treasures and all the blessings of God can't help but flow on us and upon us. He says to you and I in Romans chapter 16, Romans 16, verse number 25. The Apostle Paul said this. He says, now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul would write to a student and he would say that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or the woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So he is saying to you and I, he has given us the invitation, just as the prophets were sending forth the invitation to the children of Israel. If Israel would have responded, we probably wouldn't be here because they were cut off so that Gentiles could be grafted in. Amen. God still had a plan. I think that. But at the same time, he's still going to graft back in the Jews in the last day. Amen. So when we're looking at this, so he says to you and I, he says, there's an invitation. The prophets always gave an invitation. They spoke forth an invitation. With this invitation, there was promises that were involved. Promises if you did it, promises if you didn't. Amen? So there was it was an all-inclusive statement, and the key was to follow the instructions. Amen? That God gives us instructions, and we have this book of instructions. So in Psalm 71, anybody with me? Are we all on the same page? Anybody here? Anybody not here? Hello? The psalmist writes in verse 14, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, it isn't over until it's over. Amen. God has called us as the gray or that generation to raise up the next generation. And we're not finished encouraging them and blessing them until we're gone. It's not over until it's over. Amen. Amen. God isn't finished with us yet. And he isn't finished with those that he's placed around us, that he has a plan and a purpose in lives. And he's not going to change his mind. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, God is a God that will not lie. God said it and he will do it. No matter what your family members and loved ones are looking like right now, keep on prophesying, keep on praying, keep on calling it forth, keep on praying over there and watch and see what God will do. Amen. I don't know about you, but my mom went to heaven believing for her children. And I believe God's going to give her children. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what it seems like right now, they belong to God. Amen. And they may be running and they may be doing whatever, but he's going to catch them. And there's a moment where he'll catch them. I don't know about you, but on October the 12th, 1997, in the bedroom of my home, he came in my room and set me free and called me into the ministry. Hallelujah. And I was about the biggest rebel you could be. Amen. Amen. So I don't look at anybody and say, oh, man, they're too far gone for God to save. Because if I looked at myself and say, not a shot. Amen. If somebody would ask me the week before, I'd tell them, you're crazy. You're a nut. I'm never going to do that. I saw how mom and dad got hurt in the church. How are you going to have no part of that? And all of a sudden, Jesus come in the room. And his love filled the room. And when his love filled the room, it filled my heart. And when love filled my heart, it started exploding. And his love started reaching other people. Hallelujah. And God has filled you with his love. And God says, let his love grow in you. And let it come out and be applied to other people all around. This is the time for God to be glorified and magnified in our actions, not in our words. Actions will speak a lot louder than our words. Amen. How we react. Amen. Amen. Just right now, yesterday it was when we went to visit someone in the hospital, but we couldn't see them. But God said to bless the nurses. Amen. Amen. They're working extra hard right now. They have to go through a lot of things. Don't you, David? You got to go through a lot of things you didn't have to do before, don't you? Nothing's the same. How many in your job, in your workplace, you've got a system and you're used to the way you do things, and you do things a certain way, and it's almost like a habit to you. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and everything changes. Oh, we're not going to do it this way. Now we got to do it like this, and everything's awkward. Am I right? Amen. We'll just leave it. So he says to us that he's given us an invitation. With this invitation, this invitation is all inclusive. There's an inclusion with it. It's all inclusive, but it's important for us to follow the instructions. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, are we getting it? All right. Am I preaching to anybody in the room? He reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but what the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You know, God has shown me so many things what's taking place in our world right now. And there's so many things I'm not allowed to talk about yet. And some of the things that I'm not allowed to talk about is because the people aren't ready to receive them. And God has to prepare their hearts to receive the word. There are some mighty things that are taking place in our world right now. I mean, there's a shifting that took place in the heavenlies, okay? And the earth is coming in line with it. And I'm telling you what, the end is really close, okay? But before the end comes, there's a mighty move of God that's coming. And it's coming because God's going to show himself big, amen? And the ones that they're going to see, they're going to witness the glory of God, amen? I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Is it okay to get excited about Jesus? Amen? I used to get really excited when I was a kid. And I'd received them high-top Converse sneakers. That's probably before a lot of y'all's time. But that was the shoe, man. And you put them Converses on, and all of a sudden, you could run faster than you ever could run before. There was something about those shoes. They were speed-activated. All of a sudden, you would start moving. Amen? Okay. Let me get back to where I was at. The natural man, where was I? That was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, wasn't I? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know him, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You know, it was kind of interesting. Let me say this, okay? It was kind of interesting even this morning, when I was praying, I was trying to bind the coronavirus worldwide. And the Lord said, you can't bind what I let happen. You can't change it. I can pray a hedge of protection on people. But he allowed it to happen for a purpose and a reason. And the purpose and the reason is going to be fulfilled. Now, I can pray that it doesn't touch us. Amen. I can pray for that. But we pray God's will. Amen. Did God bring it? No. Did God allow it to come? Yes. Amen. Amen. And it's accomplishing something. And I don't know about you. There's a lot. If you see what took place in our nation just the past 4 or 5 days. The shutdowns, schools, sports, everything shut down. Churches shut down. Churches closed. Things that happen just in a moment like that. And you say, well, how could this thing happen so quickly? The Lord's just showing you how quick things can happen. Amen. Those suddenlies of the Lord are all of a sudden. But suddenly, he's going to come like a mighty rushing wind. And he's going to fill the place with his presence. Amen. Amen. I'm expecting that suddenly. I can't really say that because I don't know what it's like to be an expecting mother, expecting to give birth. But I've been a husband that was in the delivery room with my wife, and I learned to do this. She got so tired of me rubbing her head. Did you, honey? But what I'm excited for is the suddenlies of God. And sometimes when things are looking one way, all of a sudden God brings a suddenly. And all of a sudden, suddenly things change. Amen? And I don't know about you, but that's what excites me about the Lord and the God that I serve, that I'm expecting some suddenlies. Amen? And suddenly, there's a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the place where they were sitting. Amen. I remember when we first, early years of this church, the glory of the Lord came in here. And there's a cloud that came in the presence of God that filled the upper part. And we were lined up in this row here taking communion up the aisle, up and down the aisle. And the ones in the sound booth could not see the ones on the floor because a cloud filled the atmosphere up here, and you couldn't see down. The ones that are on the floor never saw the cloud. The ones up there saw the cloud. So you could see it from up there, but you couldn't see. And there was a couple of them. It just wasn't one. There was a couple of them. So it's kind of interesting. Sometimes when God moves and his glory fills the atmosphere, sometimes you may see it and you didn't. Or you may see it over here and they didn't see it over there. In other words, God wants you to know that it isn't that he didn't care about that one over there, but God moves the way he wants to move. And he does what he wants to do. Amen. And I want to get into his plan. Amen. He says to me and you, he says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good, not for evil. Plans give you hope and give you an expected end. I don't know about you, but that makes me excited. Amen? You know, because when I see these things that come to the world, it's like, touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. Amen? Amen? And some people look at me and say, well, why aren't you doing all the stuff you're supposed to do? Why aren't you worried about your hands and all that stuff? I'm not going to go there because I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to tell you what the Lord told me to do because he didn't tell me to tell you what to do, but he told me what to do. Amen. And unless the Lord tells you what to do, that's between you and the Lord. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So he says in in Ephesians 4, and I'll close this down. Everybody ready to go home yet? Are y'all ready for me? I can keep on preaching. I got some preach left in me. Amen. Look at y'all, how y'all just smiled on the outside. Smile on the inside. Amen. Because God wants to get this word inside of you. And he wants you to understand that he's given you an invitation. And with this invitation, there's the inclusion, the full package. And with this inclusion, he gave us instructions on what to do. And he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 22, that we put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us through the preaching and teaching of his word? He's calling for our interaction. The interaction. The scripture that the Lord gave me for that is Philemon verse number 6. That the communication of our faith may become effectual or effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. In other words, God has placed us in this world to be a light in the midst of a dark world. God has placed us in the world and the place where so many people are so fearful. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So as we enter these places, we represent the peace of God. And as we interact and communicate our faith to others, they'll recognize that God has given them an invitation. And with the invitation, there's the inclusion of everything that God offers. And He gives us the instructions to follow. And one of the things that it's simple and easy, Solomon said, wise as ever, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Amen. Amen. That's some of the greatest instructions that we could have as the body of Christ. And what God is saying to us in this time that our nation is in right now, to recognize who you represent. You're a child of the living God, and you walk with power and authority to take dominion. When I walk, some people still don't understand, but when I walk in the hospital and I walk in with sick people, I have taken dominion over the steps that are before me. I'm taking dominion while I'm walking. I'm not just going haphazardly. I go with purpose, but God says to be wise. In other words, I get in a place where, hey, I got the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart that the wicked will throw. And God wants you to know who you are. And some of the things that happened that didn't look like it should happen that way were purposed so things could be aligned to accomplish what God truly wants to accomplish and do. So no matter what it looks like, or no matter what it seems like or it feels like, God has a purpose and a plan, and He's going to fulfill that purpose. He's going to fulfill that plan, and you will find joy that's going to come in it, that's unspeakable, and the fullness of glory that comes with it, because God is a God that does everything decently in order. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Why are you excited in the midst of all this coronavirus? Because many people are afraid, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. So I'm looking for many people to come to Jesus. Amen. So if God allowed it to come for a purpose, we've got to enter into it and bring them to Jesus. Amen. Because He's the answer for every problem. Amen. Can we just stand? I guess God's just going to let you go today.